to our guest waiting on the phone in Melbourne. Kia ora, yeah. Do we have a Brooks on the line?
That's me.
Howdy.
Howdy, y'all.
Brooks from the Growlers. The Growlers, of course, playing down in Auckland City on Sunday night, a couple of days' time. How's the tour of Australia going?
It's been solid. A lot of beach days, a lot of good shows, and then also a lot of smoke.
Yeah, I was about to say, what's the sky like? Is it pretty gnarly?
It just cleared today.
Right.
But yesterday was, the last couple of days really bad in Melbourne and a couple of the towns outside we traveled to, but it cleared up today.
Sweet.
Rained and sucked it out.
Have you guys been having any nice snacks or something over there, kind of thing? Having a good time?
Anyway.
Had any nice meals to speak of?
Yeah. Had some French breakfast today.
Yeah.
It's nice, nice healthier meals here. So we've been enjoying it.
Melbourne's a sweet town. There's heaps of nice places to get a snack, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, Brooks, you guys just seem to have been touring relentlessly. Where are you on, in the tour cycle for Natural Affair? Have you just been on the roads since last year?
No, we dropped it, on the tour. So we did, 2 months straight touring in the U.S. And a couple weeks in Europe, and then a couple big shows at home, and then straight out here, and then home for a week, 3 Vegas shows, and then out to Europe for 3 weeks. So
fuck,
we're going nonstop. That's followed by a U.S. tour, so we're just going for broke right now.
I was actually trying to find the gig that you're playing here at the Power Station on Sunday on the internet, and you're playing a lot of shows for sure, and you've just confirmed that 100%.
We know it. We're a touring band, and that's our bread and butter, and we enjoy doing it. We get along with each other, and so I don't know. We're grateful to be doing it, and just make it a party.
Fully, fully. I wasn't really looking when I typed, and when I looked down, I had typed the Power Satan Growlers, and I thought that was pretty mint. So.
Have you guys had any lineup changes in recent years? Or are you guys still rocking the same lineup?
No, it's a pretty solid crew, isn't it?
Yeah, we exchanged. We got a new drummer, a new bass player, added a keyboard player, and we've had some other people on the last couple of records too. And in the past, we've made a lot of changes. 3 original guys. And that can be a strange transition, a bit of a heart transplant, but they're a great group of guys. It real quickly turns into a family when you're traveling so close together.
Yeah, I was just about to ask, how many have you got with you that kind of don't play instruments but you consider sort of part of the crew?
We've kind of ditched the entourage over the years. Strictly business, keep it tight.
Yeah,
there's always one guy that has too many people on the guest list, but they're not coming back until after show.
Fair.
And now, Brooks, the City Club, you worked with Julian Casablancas. What was that experience like?
That was a trip. I mean, I always kept things real tight, no outside influence, and did everything ourselves. So to go out and start working with somebody in a box that's someone that we grew up listening to, it was trippy, and it was cool, and it's something special. Real quickly he turns into just very normal dude, that has silly shit to say just like all of us. So but it was cool to see how much of a raw talent he is. I think people just consider him a singer, and they don't really understand that he's an incredible melody maker and can just sit there and hop around from instrument to instrument.
Well, with the creation of that record, did you guys go into the studio with all the songs ready, or was it kind of recorded in the studio with the help of Julian Casablancas?
We had him. We kind of like, come out here, come out, check out our songs. We don't want you to send them to you. And so he came in. We like get outside of the city up Topanga Canyon, like kind of out there. So he kind of came down this long creepy dirt road and met us. And heard it, and we're just like, what do you think, man? Your sick songs written, like, maybe 60 songs. Like, this is too much stuff.
Did you say 60?
Like, well, what sucks? He's like, all right. Yeah. Like, well, which one sucks? He's like, I don't really do that. Well, how the hell do we know what we're going to make? and he kind of left him like, what? All right, well, I don't know. He didn't seem that stoked. So we just kind of like worked for a couple more weeks and did it again, and he kind of listened again. And I don't know how the hell we got down to picking the songs. He didn't really have much opinion on what to do until later. But it just kind of takes, we chipped away and got to it.
Red. Hey, yeah, so you're playing Melbourne tonight with Starcrawler, right?
What's that?
Are you playing? You're playing with Starcrawler tonight in Melbourne. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've been doing a tour with Starcrawler.
Sweet. Oh, so, yeah. So they're coming down
super
as well.
Kids.
So they're playing on Sunday as well with, down here in Auckland. Correct?
No, they're not coming to New Zealand. They're going home.
Oh, right.
Straight into something else. I don't know what, but they work hard. I didn't understand how much long they've been a band, you know. They've been doing it since they're, you know, freshmen, sophomores in high school. And we're touring when they're in school. Had to drop out because they're touring so much, one of them. So it's pretty cool to see. You know, they're not as, they're here to be rock and rollers.
Amazing, amazing. Hey, Brooks, we're wondering if you could give us a voice ID for the radio station. Do you reckon you could swing one of those?
Great pitch, John. Great pitch.
Of course.
Brooks, the radio station is 95BFM. 95BFM.
Okay. Cool. This is Brooks from Growlers. You listen to the 95BFM.
Kia ora, bro. Thank you very much.
Hey, Brooks, thank you very much for chatting to us this evening. We'll see you at the power station on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah. All right, see you soon.
Later, bro.
Cheers, guys.